Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Sheriff's deputies, agents from the County Drug Task Force and Fish and Game, as well as federal DEA agents, served a search warrant on a piece of rural property in Tooby Ranch this afternoon and discovered a sophisticated growing operation. Officers found and seized 33 pounds of hash, 124 pounds of drying marijuana, and four firearms. Five people were arrested on site and charged with cultivation and possession for sale, and also with felonies for being armed while doing so. Five of those arrested are suspected of being in the country illegally from Mexico: Mauricio Braun, Alfonso Cepeda, Oscar Riviera, Jesus Braun, and Alejandro Braun. Two other men, 29-year-old Justin Henseth of Washington State and 22-year-old Colin Schilling from Salem, Oregon, were also arrested, and all seven men were booked into county jail. An arrest warrant has been issued for the owner of the property, Joshua Sweet, and the investigation continues. Last year, the final state budget signed by Governor Brown cut more than $750 million in funding from the Cal State University system, and the governor's latest budget proposal is not going to replace that money anytime soon. The 27% cut to CSU funding drops state support for the CSU system to the lowest it's been since the late 1990s. CSU has had to limit enrollment, raise tuition, cut programs, and lay off employees across its campuses as a result of the cuts. CSU can expect no increase in state support unless a tax initiative proposed by the governor, which includes a tax increase for the state's highest earners, is passed by voters in November. And opponents of California's DREAM Act, which allows undocumented children who came to the country before their 16th birthday and attended public schools and allows them to apply for public financial aid and Cal grants when applying for college, have shut down their effort to gather enough signatures to get a ballot initiative on the November ballot that would overturn the law. Supporters of the initiative fell about 50,000 signatures short, but proponent and state assemblyman Tim Donnelly said that this is just the first step in the campaign to get rid of the DREAM Act and that future efforts will be mounted. And complying with a court order, the state assembly has released thousands of pages of documents about the budget details in the offices of the 80 members of the body. The assembly fought having to release details on spending for staff and other office expenses, but a Sacramento Superior Court judge ordered, for the sake of public interest and transparency, the data must be made available to the California public. And a single vehicle accident on Highway 96 near Blueside this morning sent one man to the hospital and partially closed the roadway while the scene was cleaned up. The CHP reports that 28-year-old Justin McCovey of Hoopa lost control of his vehicle north of Shoemaker Road, crossed into the opposite lanes, and then ran off the road into a dirt and rock embankment. McCovey suffered moderate injuries, including lacerations to the face, and was taken to Mad River Hospital. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. St. Joseph's Hospital will hold an open house this weekend and open its doors to the public of the newest addition, the $140 million Northeast Tower. A ribbon-cutting ceremony will be held at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, and visitors will be able to tour the new surgical center, intensive care unit, and emergency room. The Northeast Tower project grew out of the need for the hospital to update its buildings to meet more stringent seismic laws, and a fundraising effort by St. Joe's was started to raise the necessary money. The facility will not be available for patients until later this spring, as St. Joseph's completes the transfer of personnel and equipment to the new facility. The County Department of Health has received a $150,000 grant from the State Office of Traffic Safety to implement a public education program addressing pedestrian and bicyclist safety. The program is aimed at lowering the number of bike versus car and person versus car collisions on county roads, and will focus on educating both vehicle drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists as they share the road. Between 2005 and 2009, 13% of traffic accident fatalities in Humboldt County have involved a pedestrian or a cyclist. Pacific Gas and Electric announced that its employee resource groups, or ERGs, are accepting applications from aspiring college students for financial assistance through the group's scholarship funds. The scholarships will provide at least 100 university-bound students up to $3,000 each for exemplary scholastic and community leadership. They're available to all students in the Northern California region, and to apply for a scholarship, students need to complete a basic and a supplemental application. You can find that on the PG&E website. And that's your North Coast News on this Friday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.